Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, is brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM WCLK.
Coming up on this week's show, Upfront goes to New Orleans for the 2017 Essence Festival. It was truly an all-access weekend on Radio Row as we talk to some of your favorite stars from such shows as Empire, Ayanla Fix My Life, and Orange is the New Black. We also chatted with the cast of TNT's breakout series, Claws, plus music superstars CeCe Winans, Anita Wilson, and Shantae Moore stop by to dish about their new projects. We'll also be playing songs from some of the festival's featured artists and much more. But first, here's this week's casting buzz and entertainment news with Reva Blue.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
ABC is now holding online auditions for Fresh Voices and Original Faces. The network is holding an online open casting call to discover actors across the country who are capable of bringing characters to life in four categories, including female drama, female comedy, male drama, and male comedy. ABC has made the scripts available online, which they would like actors to download and video themselves performing off the script. Actors interested are asked to download either the drama or comedy script, create a short video that is no longer than 5 minutes in length, and upload their video audition. They are also asking that actors start the video off with a short introduction in which they state their name, their location, and answer the question, "One thing I would like you to know about me is." Details and the script to perform may be found at www.abcdiscovers.com. The deadline is Sunday, July 9th. In other related entertainment news, TV One's number one series, Unsung, is back for the 11th season and will premiere this summer on its new night beginning Sunday, July 9th. The award-winning music program will kick things off with Fugees member and hip-hop star Wyclef at 9 p.m., followed by the story of Jagged Edge at 10 p.m. Additional episodes will feature gospel music superstar Marvin Sapp, 70s R&B supergroups Switch and The Dramatics, R&B sweetheart Shanice, and pioneering gangster rapper turned actor Ice-T. That's this week's casting buzz and entertainment news. I'm Reva Blue.
This is Jasmine Guy, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
That was the Queen of Motown, Diana Ross, performing her classic hit, I'm Coming Out. She was just one of the many female entertainers who graced the Essence Festival stage. Other performers included Chaka Khan, Mary J. Blige, Jasmine Sullivan, Layla Hathaway, Jill Scott, India Irie, and Atlanta's very own Escape. The festival's theme was all about sisterhood, black girl magic, and staying woke. Here's what the cast from Orange is the New Black, Selenas Leva, Adrian Moore, and Dasha Polanco had to say about their popular series and how it continues to empower women.
Well, I think that, you know, aside from the female cast, you know, that we have, where the men are really the minority on our show, but we have writers, we have producers, directors. It's telling Hollywood women can, you know, produce, and not only can we produce the goods, people will show up and pay money for it. You know, we've seen it in Wonder Woman. It's a huge blockbuster, you know, female lead, female director. We're seeing it. Shonda Rhimes is doing it with her. Like, we are seeing that women are powerful. And I was on a plane, can I just say, with, like, Tina Knowles sitting right next to me and Chaka Khan right behind me. And it was just like, I was in heaven because I thought, this is power. We are powerful. Women are fierce. The Women's March, that happened because women say they're going to do something and they follow through.
Well, I was going to say, I think at the end of the day, when you look at the entertainment industry, what speaks most is the green, the money, and what it's bringing in. And the fact that you have a show like Orange is the New Black, where even in season five, you have people that are joining and getting Netflix subscriptions just to watch you know, our show shows that we can command at the box office. You know, this show of women can make that command. So I think it definitely needs to happen more that we can command the screen time and we can command the storyline, more importantly.
There's so much video and so much access to seeing a woman give birth that I feel like, how have we not been respected as powerful enough to be able to give birth? And so for me, it's like, isn't this what it's supposed to be? Like, it was instilled in me since I was a little girl that I should be whatever I want to be. And I have the capacity of anyone, if not better than any man. I should not allow any man to put me down. And it's not about, I love what's going on, but also it's not about making it gender different. It's about allowing us as people just fulfill our capacities to the best we can. Yeah.
Tamika D. Mallory, co-president of the recent Women's March on Washington, explained to Upfront why the Essence brand has always played an important part in grooming Black girls and women for leadership and activism.
It's the time of the woman. Like, it's clear, right? 5 million women marched on January 21st together, which was the largest single day protest that has happened in American history. I think that definitely set the tone for the fact that this is the time of the women. Women are taking over everything. If we see what Auntie Maxine is doing on TV, that is a woman who's pushing back as hard as anyone on this president. It's the time of the woman. But Essence has always been the place where particularly Black women can come to be together, to let our hair down, and to really just feel that empowerment and that love for one another and for ourselves. And so I'm excited every year. For over 10 years I've been coming. I've gone from being here as a staff member to Reverend Sharpton to being here as talent myself. I mean, it is amazing that they actually raise people in, you know, within Essence. And it's a beautiful feeling to be here. Tomorrow I have the pleasure and the honor of introducing Iyan LaVanzant. I mean, who gets to do that? I'm so excited. I hope that you pray for me so that I say the right things. But this is a woman who is so incredible and just in her thinking and how she encourages us to stand up and step up. And I think we need to hear that in this hour.
New thought leader, inspirational speaker, life coach, and TV personality Iyan LaVanzant shared with Upfront why she continues to support the Essence Festival.
I'm going back to the original intent that Susan Taylor spoke, the party with a purpose, you know, where she implemented the entertainment at night and the empowerment in the day, where she brought Black dollars into a Black community, where she brought Black people from all walks of life together, the celebrity, the movie star, the singer, the housewife, the grandma, where there was something for everybody, and that tradition has continued. I think it's important that it's here in NOLA, you know, following Katrina, that we come and service our people and be with our people. I mean, for me now, 20 years later, this is home. You know, I built my whole entire life around July and coming to Essence, you know. So I think it's important because it's a legacy. It's a legacy.
VanZant is currently gearing up for a new season of her show, Ayanla Fix My Life, and shared with us what she has personally learned over the course of these last 5 seasons.
What I've learned personally is, first of all, how powerful God is. You know, but as Black people, we're taught, don't tell your business in the street. But when there's a call on somebody's life to serve God's will, these people are showing up in amazing ways. I've also learned how difficult a healing journey can be. Because people don't want to suffer. They don't want to hurt. They don't want to destroy themselves. But if they don't have the tools and the information to heal, that's what they do. And I've also learned that I don't have to be on all the time. I'm human. I can have my time off, my days off, and I don't have to be who people expect me to be. I have to be myself.
Hi, Cassie Davis here. You're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius. Take it away, Ray!
Hey, Upfront listeners, you can now follow us on Instagram under Upfront the Show. We'll have exclusive photos, giveaways, and much more. That's Upfront the Show on Instagram. That was the angelic voice of gospel icon Cece Winans performing Dancing in the Spirit. The song appears on her new album, which was released this past February. Here's what she told Upfront about the new project.
Well, it's entitled Let Them Fall in Love. It's available now. I want people to go out and get it. And I think it's my best work to date. You know, this particular record was actually written and produced by my son, Alvin Love. And yeah, we have songs on here of encouragement, songs that I think are really needed right now. And that's always important to me. So yeah, I'm excited about it.
Winans just celebrated 33 years of marriage to Alvin Love II and credits prayer as the real secret to a healthy and successful relationship.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, prayer. You know, really having God first in your life, because when two people really learn how to love God, you learn how to love one another. And, you know, you treat people the way you want to be treated, you know. And my husband is a very kind person. So I just think I think a lot of times we look for a big answer, but it's in the simple things, you know, being able to say I'm sorry, being able to forgive and forget, you know, and just say, you know, always treat others the way you want to be treated. I think that's really probably the biggest key.
Gospel music sensation Anita Wilson also stopped by Upfront on Radio Row and talked about recording the jazz classic Here's to Life. It is a tune that she says she couldn't quite get out of her head and one that she decided to add to her forthcoming album.
Actually, we recorded it live last year for the entire album. I thought it was a cool moment to hold on to. My album release is in a couple of weeks, but we're going to release Here's to Life a little later this year as kind of like a New Year single, so probably sometime in December. So you guys will get it really soon. Because December, we'll be here before you know it. So we're going to have something special. It'll be basically going into the next year, 2018. But I hope you like it. Such a beautiful classic song. We demoed it a few years ago because someone was wanting to use it. I had never heard of it, but they were like, will you kind of demo this song? So my producer, Rick Robinson, he put like just some music to it and I sang it. But those lyrics, my goodness, they really stuck in my heart. And I find myself singing it here and there. I did Blues Alley in D.C. and I started doing different kind of venues, Yoshi's in Oakland, and I was like, this may be a cool song to do in a different kind of vibe. Everything isn't so churchy all the time. So when I did it, it really it's the lyrics, because the same way the lyrics stuck in my heart, they, you know, when I sang it, they really sat in the audience's heart too. So we were like, maybe we should record this. You know, one thing led to another.
Hey y'all, this is Logan Browning from Netflix's Dear White People, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
Smooth jazz guitarist Norman Brown featuring the silky-voiced R&B diva Shantae Moore in Holding You. Moore was also in attendance at this year's Essence Festival and stopped by to dish about her collaboration with Brown as well as her new album, Rise of the Phoenix.
Well, first of all, I love Norman Brown. He's amazing. He's a great guitarist. He gives me chills when he plays the guitar. It's amazing, and I'm so happy to be a part of his project, first of all. And secondly, he's a part of my project as well. He played on one of my songs, so hopefully you hear that soon as well. But my album is called The Rise of the Phoenix. It comes September the 9th. And then I did a Christmas album just last month. I recorded a Christmas album, my first time ever. And it comes out in October. And I don't know what day it is, but it's October. It's called Christmas Back to You.
In addition to promoting the new project, Moore also took part in the festival's tribute to singing legend Cissy Houston. Moore has always admired Houston for putting her children first.
I love the way she has always put her children in front of her. Once she had them, it seemed like that was what her endeavor was, is to lift them up and to encourage them. And as a mother, I admire her for her charity in that way and her selflessness in that. So that's why I honor her.
Hey Upfront listeners, don't forget to check out our exclusive pictures from the Essence Festival at WCLK.com. We'll also have shots from the New Orleans premieres of the upcoming films Girls Trip and the FX series Snowfall. That's WCLK.com.
Don't touch my hair when it's the feelings I wear. Don't touch my soul when it's a rhythm I know. Don't touch my
This is Ian LaVanzan, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
My last segment features the cast from TNT's new breakout series, Claws, and Fox's Star and Empire. Claws follows five manicurists at the Nail Artesian Salon of Manatee County, Florida, that enter the traditionally male world of organized crime when they begin laundering money for a neighboring pain clinic. It features Niecy Nash as lead character, Desna Sims, and Karrueche Tran as the misguided Virginia Lott. Here's what both ladies had to say about their characters and preparing for the role.
Well, you know, for me, I enter a character first. I think about how she looks, and that's where I start. Because if I can't see her in my head, it's hard for me to work the other pieces of it out, you know. And so with Desna, she's like a natural hair girl. She loves wearing a lot of jumpsuits. I'm giving you a little Desna realness today. Yeah, so I start with the look, and then I get into relationships with other people.
I kind of start with the look, too. Virginia has a very fun, interesting,
over the top,
yes. Overly trendy, freaky. Her booty's always out. Less the better for her. As well as my hair. We worked on the hair as well. I wanted to really be outside of Karrueche and be... you know, a different character, as well as creating her backstory. She came from the strip club, so I spent about a week in Atlanta before we started shooting in the strip club, kind of observing the girls and the way they move and talk.
Claws showrunner Janine Sherman Barras also chimed in on what the show represents.
I think you have five bad women who want power, they want sex, they want a piece of the pie, and they're unapologetic, and they're not asking men for permission. And I think that's what women need to do now.
Yep.
Celebrity hairstylist turned actor Miss Lawrence chatted about his character, Miss Bruce, becoming a series regular on Fox's musical drama Star and what this means for other gender fluid entertainers.
So first season I was what you call a recurring character. So you have guest star, then you have recurring character, then you have series regular. Series regular is the ultimate. I kind of knew it was in the works. We had to get through season one first. Primarily because Miss Bruce, my character, is a very unusual talent that hasn't been fully introduced to society full on a mainstream level like Star. And so we wanted to see the reaction, and it's been great. People have received it, and you know, I feel the responsibility, and I love the responsibility because it is important that we get to see characters like Miss Bruce, who is also like myself, Miss Lawrence, which is, you know, a gender nonconformist and very gender fluid and fashion flexible, if you will, to educate our brothers and sisters, our mothers and fathers on, you know, this part of the spectrum that we exist on.
He also talked about not being able to ad-lib and the differences and similarities between him and his character.
I don't get a chance to ad-lib too much, you know. The legalities of scripted television, you kind of got to stick to script. So what I learned, first of all, I know who Miss Bruce is. I know who that person is. Miss Bruce is a person who operates and exists completely in insecurities. That's why she's always in people's business, always stirring up crap. But Miss Bruce comes from a very broken space, which is a contrast to Miss Lawrence. Miss Lawrence, myself, I learned, you know, at an early age how to exist fully and show up as myself. So I killed all my insecurities a long, long time ago. I learned how to just kind of walk and exist on my own terms. So Miss Bruce and Miss Lawrence are two totally different people. But I hear all the time, oh, it's kind of like, no, we ain't nothing alike, for real, you know. But again, that goes back to, and I'm not calling anyone ignorant, but it goes to the ignorance level of people not being able to identify with the type of person that Miss Bruce is. So it's easy to, you know, make a Miss Bruce, a Miss Lawrence, and these marginal and create them as one. And that's not the case.
Star actress and singer Ryan Destiny also talked about her character and how much her life has changed since the show's debut earlier this year.
Man, it's just been like a 360. It's crazy how like a just that, not even a year, but a few months can change your entire life with a platform like this. It's insane. I literally, everywhere I go now, I am stopped. So it's very weird, very weird concept, but I'm loving the love. I appreciate it. All the support is insane, so I love it.
Star is loosely based on the Broadway musical Dreamgirls and features a mostly female cast. For Destiny, this is one of the main reasons why she wanted the role of Alexandra Crane. Fox's other hit series, Empire, returns on Wednesday, September 27th, and cast members Brashear Y. Gray and Taronda Jones stop by up front to chat about what fans can expect in the coming season. Gray plays the headstrong Hakeem Lyons, and Jones is Cookie's unpredictable assistant, Portia.
More money, more TV. It's amazing. The clothing gets better. It gets more Da Vinci. It gets more like on some thug.
Sweet revenge. And somebody gotta go. It wouldn't be Empire if nobody got cut. But we can definitely expect some new alliances. We know that Shine and Andre left off on a crazy start where they had a disagreement. And Andre kind of felt that finally got the daddy's love that he was yearning for. And I think he regrets doing what he did. But once Lucius found out, somebody got to go.
Gray also appeared to be very excited about his character's arc and the future of the series.
I love the fact that they're giving me the baby thing. You know, I've been talking to the writers and like, yo, I need something that's going to like make my character grow up into a man. So I feel like the show is coming back to the inspirational period, more so shying away from the deaths and stuff, as you seen last season, but we're getting more to the inspirational and trying to get this family back on track.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I'd really like to thank all of my special guests. I would also like to thank my engineer, Mark Angel, and you. Please join us next Saturday, July 15th at 9 a.m. as we wrap up our exclusive coverage of the 2017 Essence Festival. We'll also be talking to the ladies of GPB's A Seat at the Table and the cast from the play Between Riverside and Crazy. Happy Saturday, Atlanta. If you like today's show, please hit us up at WCLK.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Upfront. Inside Atlanta's entertainment industry has been brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station 91.9 FM WCLK, an NPR member-supported station.